Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast on air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, your automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you this great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know Jesus has power in their name to change your life, make your life brand new. The Lord has blessed Sister Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bring to those that's incarcerated this great powerful gospel. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. We know the Canary virus is out. The jails and prisons are closed, but we're ready, waiting for the green light to go back in there to minister the word of God. Praise God. Until then, we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. To those that's behind prison bars, as well as those of you that's out there in the free world. Those of you that's behind prison bars. Since Devin and I, we're not visiting your facility due to the Canary virus, please write our ministry. Let you know you're listening. You're out there. Praise God. We'd be glad to receive your letters from all jails and prisons. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to continue the message. Talking about victory. God wants his children to have victory over the devil. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, when you get victory over the devil, and Satan be bruised under your feet, you can walk with joy, with freedom, with liberty, a life free from sin. Praise God. Because Satan is bruised under your feet. Praise God. That's what the devil don't want people to know. Amen. The devil want folks to look to be believing they gotta be in a state like we read Paul testified about in Romans the 7th chapter. When I would do good, evil were present. But Paul let people know that Jesus Christ delivered him. Praise God. When he delivered him, he's not condemned no more. Amen. Romans 8:1, Sylvia. What did Paul say in Romans 8:1?
Therefore now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Now Paul got delivered. When Paul got delivered, he's not condemned no more. When the Lord sanctify you, wash you in the blood, fill you up, run you over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are filled up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, to your fingertips. Praise God. No room for the devil. Because the devil is bruised. I say he's bruised under your feet. You can shout. You can praise God. Because the devil is bruised under your feet. Amen. When the devil be bruised under your feet, he can't make you do nothing wrong. Under my under. Under my ayah. Under my shunda. Under my sekunda. Hallelujah. Because you got the greater power in your soul. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in that world. Praise God. Amen. The devil makes people do wrong because they are under his power. They are sinner on their way to burning hell. But when you are a child of God on your way to heaven, the devil is bruised under your feet. Therefore, you got power to tell the devil, get behind me. Stay under my feet because he's bruised. Under my under, under my higher. Glory to God. Amen. It's time to get the devil bruised under your feet. Praise God. So many times you got people sick. Amen. Feel like you got to stay sick. Amen. But it's time to get the devil bruised. When he bruised, that means you look to Jesus, knowing that by his stripes I'm healed. Amen. When you're healed by his stripes, the power of God will drive out that sickness and bruise Satan under your feet. I'm telling you the truth, get your healed by his stripes. Glory to God. Praise our God. Amen. I go to my yearly physical. Praise God. My doctor put in my notes saying, my faith caused me to be well healed. Praise our God. Let you know there's power. I said power in the mighty name of Jesus to conquer the devil. You hear me? That devil of sickness. There's power in that name to conquer Satan. There's power in that name to cause a sinner to get free from the devil of alcohol, from that devil of drugs, from that devil of the lust of the flesh. It takes the power of Jesus Christ. That's why I love to pray in the name of Jesus. In that name, I'm telling you, the devil got to break his bonds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's therefore now no condemnation to those that's in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You need to look at Paul when he's saved and sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, living free from sin. That's the Paul I like to look at. I don't like looking at weak stuff. Amen. Saul of Tarsus. When you talk about, well, we'll do good, he will present. That's not me. Praise our God. I like to look at Paul when he's saved and sanctified, living holy. Because that's me. Praise our God. I believe in living holy. I believe in living free from sin. So I can shout with power. I get on this heaven-bound train broadcast and preach by the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise our God. Hallelujah to God. Amen. But, amen. Satan had man in a trap. Praise God. Had him in a trap. Praise the Lord. Everybody was born in sin. Praise God. It wasn't nobody living free. But Jesus come to fix that.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So Velvet. Amen. Ecclesiastes 7 and 20. Amen. What did Solomon say? Ecclesiastes 7 and 20. Praise God.
Ecclesiastes 7 and 20.
Because,
for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not.
You heard what Solomon said? There's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good. Amen.
And sinneth not.
Amen. Now I know those weak Christians out there love that verse. Amen. Praise God. But I got news to let you know. Amen. That was the case because Adam sinned in the garden. And because of that, nobody could go to heaven. You hear me? Nobody couldn't go to heaven because of that testimony that Solomon wrote. Nobody could go to heaven. Heaven was shut up when those that died in the faith, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, they died in the faith, went to a place in hell called paradise. There they stayed till Jesus come. Now I know I get in trouble when I talk to some of these Christians because some of these folks don't understand it. Praise God. Amen. But I'm here to tell you. Praise God. And I'm going to go into August, the month of August, and going to break it down to explain it to you all. Let you know. Amen. David, people said, a man after God's own heart. David was a man after God's own heart because David repented of his sins. But still, David wasn't free from sin. He was a sinner. You hear me? David died and went to a place called paradise. There he stayed there. He could not go to heaven like he was because he wasn't ready. And people need to understand and know that. Somebody tried to tell me David was saved. David didn't know what saved was. You hear me? Praise God. Now I'm going to preach it and explain it to you during the month of August, as on the next broadcast. But I'm just laying it out there. We need to stop looking at these Old Testament patriarchs and look at the new. Look at Jesus. You hear me? Because Jesus is the one to get you ready for heaven. Because David, Abraham, the old patriarchs had to look to Jesus. Praise God. And I'm going to go into explain it to you further, Lord's will, in the month of August when we talk more about the message. Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in their heart. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. Perform miracles of healing. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them know you love them. Lord, go into these churches. Let revival break out in these churches. That folks may get sanctified. That the preacher get sanctified. So they'll be able to preach holiness to the people. And get ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. The songs say, come to Jesus. He will heal you. He will save you. He will deliver you. There's nothing too hard for him to do. Just come on to him. You believe that prayer of the whole, just pray. You have received your victory. And you said, victory is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, because victory is mine. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loved you also. He has a plan for you to have hope and prosper. Just come on to Jesus and let him work it out for you. He will work it out. Though behind those in the free world, we thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us, and we pray for you. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He is able to deliver. He is able to provide. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Purpose of fill out your ministry. As soon as we get a green light, we'll go back into the jails and prisons. But until then, we'll be here on radio preaching the gospel. And those of you that's behind prison bar, in local jails, wherever you are, write our ministry. Because our ministry goes all across the United States, into Canada, and also into India, and around the world. So write our ministry, the Heaven Bound Train Ministries. Be glad to receive your letters, especially during this time of the Canara virus. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed. Our brand new website is up and running, the Heaven Bound Train website. Praise God. Till next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train.